我们继续在以赛亚书二十章往前去看。
We'll continue on to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 20.
我们上次末了的时候看到神自己做了一个很稀奇的工作。
Last time toward the end, we saw amazing work that God has done.
说到在末后的日子，他要叫神所拣选的以色列在地上所失踪的那些支派都给找出来。
On the last days, that is, in that day, God will be able to call out those lost tribes of Israel.
来照着神起初拣选以色列的那一个宣告来成就他所定规的。
That it would accomplish what God have ordained long ago according to what he has proclaimed.
那当然那些事情离开我们现在还是有蛮远的蛮长远的一段路程。
Of course, those events still seems to be afar off from us today.
那因此我们读旧约的先知书的时候
Therefore, when we read the prophetic books in the Old Testament,
我再重复提这一个
I want to say this once again.
当我们今天来读的时候，那些是成了历史。
As we read today, those events have become history.
但是我们必须要记得，当先知说话的时候，那些话是预言。
But I must say again, at the time when the prophet spoke, they are prophecy.
那所以从先知书的里头，我们要看的不是看那个事态的发展。
Therefore, what we want to gather from the prophetic books is not how history plays out.
对于那个事态的发展，我们只是轻轻的把它指出一下，那就完了。
We only point out those events as they occur in history, and that is done with.
我们要在其中要注意的乃是，这些话所带出的结果是那样的准确。
But what we want to point out and focus is on the accuracy of those words that have been prophesied.
我们就从这些许许多多的事件的里边来看见这一位做工的神。
From all of these events and matters, we're able to see this God who is at work.
他是那样的信实。
How faithful he is.
他也是那样的有权柄和能力。
And how he is a God with power and might.
他所宣告的
What he has proclaimed.
事情就按照他的宣告来完成。
The events will come to pass according to how he has proclaimed.
虽然有许许多多的打岔。
Even though there may be many interruptions.
但是所有的打岔都不能阻挡神所宣告的事情给带到结局。
Even all these interruptions cannot hinder from the proclamation of God from them bringing to pass.
那么我们就从二十章再继续往前看。
Therefore, as we continue on with chapter 20,
一直到二十三章
until chapter 23,
仍然是神在那里把那些与以色列有关的各民、各族、各国，他们所要发生的事情发表出来。
God is still proclaiming and manifesting around the nations and tribes and tongues that have anything to do with the nation of Israel.
那这许多的发表固然是对着那一个指定的民族或者是国家来说出他们的遭遇。
Now such manifestation specifically speaks on that nation and what the events that will come upon them.
但是这个不是神说话的目的。
Yet that is not the purpose of God's word.
神说话的目的是要借着这些民族国家所遇到的事情，让以色列人心里面领会他们祖宗的神是怎样的一位神。
The purpose of the word of God is for the Israelites to realize the accuracy of God's word and to know the God of their fathers and what kind of God he is.
并且神是怎样的负他们的责任。
And how God will be bearing their responsibility.
虽然他们移动神的愤怒，让神把他们放在神的管教甚至是鞭打的里头。
Even though they have provoked the anger and wrath of God that they are under God's punishment, even scourging.
而神让他们看见。
Yet God shows them.
神没有放弃他们。
God did not forsake them.
但是你说没有放弃。
Yet we say God did not forsake them.
但是那是将来的事啊。
That is the only, what is far ahead.
怎么晓得 神这样的应许能成就？
How does Israel know that God will accomplish His promise that way?
神就用着围绕着以色列的各族、各民、各国他们的遭遇，来让以色列看见神的管理。
God will show Israel according to how He deals with the surrounding nations and tribes and tongues, how God will govern all of this.
那在二十章的时候
，Now in chapter 20,
那以赛亚当时就说了一些事情了。
At that time, Isaiah says some things.
那什么时候以赛亚说呢？
When did Isaiah speak these words?
那你弟兄姊妹你就看到他说，亚述王撒尔根打发塔尔探到亚述特的那年。
It was in the year that Tartan came unto Ashdod when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him.
Tartan 就攻打亚述特江城攻取。
And Tartan fought against Ashdod and took it.
是在这一个历史发生的时候。
It is during this time in history.
神就向以赛亚说话。
God spoke to Isaiah.
那这个事情和以色列直接来说没有关系。
This event directly with Israel has no direct relationship with Israel.
因为当时亚述的军队所攻打的是埃及。
Because at that time, the Assyrian army wants to attack Egypt.
是古时。
It is Cush, Ethiopia.
没有摸到以色列。
They are not coming to touch Israel.
那亚述的军队这样来对付埃及跟古时的时候，
When the Syrian army came against Ethiopia and Egypt,
神向以色列说话。
God said, spoke to Israel.
那这个事情跟以色列没有关系啊。
Now this matter has nothing to do with Israel.
那是为什么向他们说话呢？
Why is it God spoke to them?
这个就是我们该留心的了。
That is what we need to pay attention to.
那我们先注意。
Let's first pay note.
当亚述的军队攻占了埃及以后，
After the Assyrian army conquered Egypt,
神就向以赛亚说了话。
God spoke to Isaiah.
他说，
He said,
你解掉你腰间的麻布，
that you,
脱下你脚上的鞋。
God told Isaiah to go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins and put off thy shoes from thy foot.
以赛亚就这样做了。
And he did so.
那这样做是什么目的呢？
What is the purpose of doing this?
神自己也就在那里解说。
God himself explains this.
他说，我仆人以赛亚怎么露身七脚行走三年，作为关乎埃及和古时的预兆旗帜。
And the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah have walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and wonder upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia.
照样亚述王也比掳去埃及人掳去古时人无论老少都露身赤脚献出煞体时埃及蒙羞。
So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners and the Ethiopians captive young and old naked and barefoot even with their buttocks uncovered to the shame of Egypt.
如果从历史上面来看，
If we look at it from a historical standpoint,
那这是发生在主前713年。
This happened 713 BC.
亚述攻破了埃及，并且践踏了埃及三年。
Now, Assyria have conquered, subdued Egypt, and trod upon them for 3 years.
那这个三年还没有过去。
Now, before these 3 years were over,
神就让以赛亚在那里发表这样的一个动作。
God told Isaiah to manifest this action.
他说以赛亚怎么三年是这样的生活？
God said how Isaiah lived for 3 years.
埃及和古时他们也同样接受这样的对待。
Likewise, Egypt and Ethiopia will be treated in the same manner.
因为亚述人要把他们践踏了。
Now, because the Assyrians will trod upon them.
那么神让以赛亚说这个话目的在哪里呢？
Now, what is the purpose of God speaking these words to Isaiah?
我们上在从上面我们就看到。
Later on, we read,
神这样让以赛亚 做这样的一个动作。
It was God had Isaiah do such an action.
而接上那三年，那个历史的事实就是如此的显明，果然是如此。
In the following 3 years, that is how the historical event manifests to be.
那就算是如此。
Even if that is the case.
那什么意思呢?
Well, then what is the meaning of this?
有时候你往上看的时候你很清楚看到。
Brothers and sisters, if we read on, we can see very clearly.
神让以赛亚做这样的一件事情，目的乃是要叫以色列从历史里头要看准一个现象。
God told Isaiah to do this was so that Israel will see very accurately this phenomenon in history.
那就是底下所说的了。
And that is what it says later.
那以色列人看到这样的事情。
If the Israelites see this and behold,
啊，他们就会说了。
They will say then.
他说，看到我们素常所仰望的，就是我们为脱离亚述王逃亡求救的，不过是如此，我们怎么能逃脱呢？
Now, they will say, behold, such is our expectation, whether we flee for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria, and now how shall we escape?
那我们以前已经稍微提过了。
We have mentioned before.
那按照那个年代来说，这个时候应该是亚哈斯做犹大王的时候。
According to the time, the reign of this period, it should be Ahaz who is the king of Israel.
那他那个时候就一直是请求亚述的帮助来。解决亚兰人跟以色列人对犹大的压迫。
At that time, he continued to sought Egypt to deliver him from the oppression of the Assyrians.
那结果呢?
As a result,
亚述是帮了他一点点忙。
The Assyrians helped him a little bit.
但结果后来亚述也没有给他得着什么好处。
Yet, as a result, the Syrians did not benefit them much.
相反的，还给他们犹大有些个欺压。
On the contrary, the Syrians oppressed them.
那所以在那个时候，他们就要就转过来向埃及这边靠拢。
Therefore, they turned the strategy and sought help from Egypt.
盼望借着埃及的这一个长权来给他们一点的安全。
They thought to seek help from the powerful Egyptians to give them some security.
但是现在神就让以色列人看见一件事情。
But now God showed the Israelites this.
特别是到当时的犹大。犹大国。
Especially the nation of Judah at that time.
他们看见什么呢?
What did they see?
埃及靠不住。
They see that Egypt is not trustworthy. They cannot rely on Ethiopia.
虽然埃及是当时的西方的一个强权。
Though Egypt was a very strong power in the West.
但是他没办法抵挡亚述。
Yet they were not able to withstand Assyrians.
给亚述在他们境内潜踏了三年。
They were besieged by the Assyrians in their own land for 3 years.
那所以他们里面就有一个想。一些心思了。
Therefore, these thoughts came about.
我们愿意依靠埃及。
Now we wanted to trust in Egypt.
我们盼望依靠古时。
And we wanted to rely on the Ethiopians.
盼望借助他们的那个强大来保护我们不受那个亚述的那个欺负。
So that by their strength, we would not be oppressed by the Assyrians.
现在是让我们看到一个结果。
Yet now, this is the result which we see.
埃及跟古时埃及跟古时都靠不住。
No, we cannot depend on Egypt or Ethiopia.
他们都抵挡不到那个亚述。
They themselves could not withstand Assyria.
那我们还有盼望吗?
Then where's our hope?
我们还有谁可以依靠呢?
Who else can we depend on?
以赛亚在那里没有给他们说出你们为什么不转回过来依靠你们的神。
At this time, Isaiah did not point out to them, why do you now not turn back to rely on your God?
但是这个话已经隐藏在这里。
But this word, of course, is already hidden here.
神让他们看见。
God have showed them.
你们在人中间寻求那个靠山。
You seek help amongst men.
人做靠山靠不住。
And man is not trustworthy that you can depend on.
那你们还有靠山吗?
Now, who else can you depend on?
这样的一个环境。
Under this situation,
就催促他们去想,
it urges them to consider.
我们 称作神的选民。
Yeah, we are called the chosen people of God.
神是我们祖宗的神。
God is the God of our father.
神又是拣选我们这一个民族的。
God is also a God who chose our race.
那为什么我们不转过来寻求他呢？
Why is it that we do not turn to seek after him?
为什么我们仍然留在那个寻求人的帮助而不等候神的拯救呢？
Why do we still remain in this condition to seek help amongst men and do not turn for help to God?
那是不是很清楚我们看到？
Therefore, we can see very clearly.
神就对以赛亚说这样的一番话，乃是提醒犹大，你们该从愚昧的里头转过来。
When God spoke these words to Isaiah, very clearly is to warn Judah to turn from their foolishness.
重新仰望你们的神就对了。
To once again look upon your God, and that is what is right to do.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意这件事。
Brothers and sisters, we take note of this.
如果我们不和历史那里对照一下，
if we do not look at this in the viewpoint of history,
我们没有看到这一段的话究竟有什么目的，
then we cannot realize what is the purpose of these words, sir.
但我们留意跟历史上来对照一下，
but when we look this in the viewpoint of history,
我们就晓得，
then we realize,
里面有真的是有故事。
Yes, within this there is a story.
那我们先来留意。
Let us first take note.
二十章一开头就说亚述王沙尔根。
At the beginning of chapter 20, it says, in this year, that Sargon, the king of Assyria,
那这一个亚述王，
this particular king of Assyria,
他的历史留下来的好像并不多。
It does not seem that he have much history, for us.
甚至可以说在过去在文字上留下的记录根本就没有。
You can put it to a point in the history of civilization, there is not pretty much no history about Sargon.
所以许多那个不相信神的那些所谓神学家，他们就拿着这个事实来说，你看以赛亚说的是话就是乱扯。
Therefore, even the theologians who are actually unbelievers, when they look at history and they say the words of Isaiah here and what he has recorded actually are just rubbish.
是人的。人的文字的记录没有找到这个人。
Yes, in the history of civilization, they cannot find this person, Sargon.
但是历史留下来的事情就印证了，的确有这样的一个人。
Yet the remains of history does confirm for us there is such an individual.
那是在中东他们考古的人后来发去一个地方的时候，就发去出了。这一个人的王宫和记载他的历史的功绩的那些碑文。
That is, they have found tombs or writings on stone when the archaeologists in the Middle East found the palace and the remains of this king.
并且从他那个发现的里边肯定了这个沙尔根是一个很英明的王。
Also, from what they have discovered, they found this king Sargon to be one who was very intelligent.
那为什么他的名字没有留在那个文字的记录上面呢？
Therefore, then, why is it that his name was not recorded in civilization's history?
其实到现在，人也没有弄清楚他很多的事情。
Now, in fact, even many cannot be clear on the events of that time.
但是有一件事情是肯定的。
But there's one thing they can confirm.
就是亚述王那个叫做提曼以色。
That is the Assyrian king that is Pul.
这个名字在圣经里头没有给提出来。
This name is also not mentioned in the scriptures.
圣经里面提的是上次我们提的是比什么好长好难记的那个名字，不管它。反正就是那个撒曼以色出征埃及的时候在战场上阵亡了。
There was recorded also in the scriptures this king of Assyria, Salmaneser, who went to fight in battle and was killed.
这个沙尔根就接上来。 做那个王位。
It was after Shalmaneser that Sargon took the throne.
他的来历就是这样。
That is Sargon's history.
这个对我们来说并不重要。
But this to us is not important.
重要的是什么呢？
What is important?
是以赛亚在这一个时候 因着他去进攻埃及所说的这一段话。
That is, Isaiah spoke these words when the Syrian army went to attack Egypt.
刚才我提到，弟兄姊妹，你注意到， 以赛亚说这一段话的时候，就是他攻打埃及的时候， 那时是主前713年。
Now, as I mentioned before, when the Syrian army went to attack Egypt, when Isaiah spoke these words, it was 713 BC.
那神在那个时候就用作周围的环境， 来要叫犹大苏醒。
It was at that time God used the surrounding nations for Judah to be awakened.
但是问题就在这里。
But that is the issue.
犹大苏醒了没有？
Was Judah awakened or not?
犹大有没有接受到这个信息？
Did Judah receive this message?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然那个时候犹大也走到他们的被掳前的历史的
Even at that time when the nation of Judah was near the second half of their history before their captivity. But this reminder did take root.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们看到这一段话的发生了果效呢？
Brothers and sisters, what can we find that these words were effective?
我们一再提过，有一件历史的事情在圣经里头，在不同的三卷圣经上面都提到了。We
have mentioned there is this one event that is recorded in three different books of the Bible that mentions about this.
列王记下。
In 2 Kings,
历代志下,
it is in 2 Chronicles,
和以赛亚书,
and also in Isaiah here.
那是哪一件事情?
What event is that?
就是再过了12年,
that is 12 years later.
那就是主前701年,
that is 701 BC.
那再过了12年,
that is another 12 years from this point.
那亚述王差遣他的将军拉伯沙基来攻打犹大的时候, 事情就显出结果来了。
That was 12 years later when the Syrian king sent yet another general of his, Rabkakish, to attack Jerusalem, and that also manifested the effectiveness of what happened here.
我们看到以赛亚36章的时候, 我们就看到那段历史。
When we read Isaiah 36, we can see that part of history.
那我们先提出来提提,
now,
因为就结合这里面有关联。
We'll make mention of that part in history first because it has to do with this portion here. 12 years before,
神就借着一些 眼见的历史，让犹大来看到为什么不回转来依靠神。
It was God allowed for Israel to see why do you not turn to trust in God?
为什么还要去依靠人？
Why do you still want to rely on man?
那这样一个提醒，
with this reminder,
从远处，从往后去看，
when the people later saw, it is to bring them back to the words in Deuteronomy.
让他们看到他们国家的长盛或者是衰弱, 完完全全是依据他们与神的关系。
Whether the nation was strong or weak is all dependent upon their relationship with God.
如果你要往前面去看,
if you want to look forward,
我们看到36章的时候我们就看到,
when we see Isaiah chapter 36, we will see
36章那边说的什么事情,
what words are in Isaiah chapter 36?
当亚述的大军来攻打犹大把耶路撒冷都围困起来了。
That is when the great army of Assyria came to besiege Jerusalem.
那在当时的犹大,
for Judah at that time,
是西西家 做王了14年的日子。
That was in the 14th year of Hezekiah's reign.
但也就是说，他从亚哈斯所搞，把犹大搞到一个很 衰落的那个光景底下，那他接过来做王，做了14年。
And now that was after the mess that Ahaz had brought the nation of Judah into, and it was in the 14th year of Hezekiah's reign.
这14年，犹大是有一点点的起色。
It is only in, within those 14 years there was somewhat of a revival in Judah.
但是那个国力还不是蛮强。
Yet the strength of the nation was still not very strong.
要应付亚述的攻进攻还是不够条件。
Yeah, they were still not qualified to deal with the attack from the Syrian army.
那如果他们处在这样的情形，
Now under that situation,
你要么就像亚述人投降。
Either you surrender to the Syrians.
你不愿意投降的话，你要跟他拼。
If you want to fight against them.
你不跟他拼的，你看看自己有多少的力量。
Then you consider what strength you have.
看看自己，你就觉得我拼不过他。
Then you discover this is not a fight we can take up.
但是我可以想办法。
But we can think of some ways.
我联络我的邻邦一同来对付他。
I will try to ask help from my neighboring nations.
其实他们也的确是有这样的想法。
At the beginning, they did think of this way.
但是神没有给他们有时间再做这个愚昧的事。
But God did not afford them the time to do such foolish things.
很快那个耶路撒冷就给围的就围困了。
Now very quickly, Jerusalem was surrounded.
但是神就在这样的一个时候，
But it was at this time,
让西西家王里面很明亮。
God allowed for King Hezekiah to be very illuminated within.
他就知道。
Then Hezekiah knew.
我们如果要得着解救，
If we want to be delivered,
我们只有从神那里得解救。
It is only to be saved by God.
他就差人去跟先知以赛亚来说话。
So he sent messengers to speak with the prophet Isaiah.
请以赛亚为着犹大来向神有所求。
So that Isaiah will pray on behalf of the nation.
那神就让以色列，以赛亚告诉西西家。
Then God told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah.
你不要管你眼见的敌人有多强大。
Do not worry about how strong your enemy is before you.
你只要依靠我。
But trust in me.
我就会给你解决。
I will deliver you.
那当然那个时候西西家心就单一的在那里仰望神了。
Of course, at that time, Hezekiah's heart was singular toward God.
但是事情要到解决以前。
But before the situation was taken care of.
我们来看看犹大当时的那一个情形是如何。
Let us take note of what the situation of Judah is.
他们有条件可以抵挡那个亚述人。
Do they have the qualifications to withstand the attack from the Assyrians?
就是你就要听听亚述的那个将军在那里肉骂神，肉骂神的百姓的时候，他说的一件事实。
Now, brothers and sisters, we take note of what the general of the Syrian army said as he scolded the people of Jerusalem and scold God in what he had proclaimed.
是直接向神挑战的。
We realize then it's a direct challenge to God.
并不是说就是轰轰那个欺负一下犹大人。
It was not merely just to threaten the people of Judah.
而是直接向着神挑战。
But he was directly challenging God.
他说你看看你们邻邦多少个国家，他们的神有没有救他们脱离亚述王的手。
He shouted to see for the people of Judah to see their surrounding nations if their gods have delivered their nations from the hands of the Syrian army.
他们那些国家的君王和他们的神没有办法拯救他们脱离亚述王的手。
And he told them the facts that those kings of those nations and the gods of those nations could not have delivered their country from the Assyrians.
你们不要听西西家欺哄你们。
So don't let Hezekiah deceive you.
他大言不惭的在那说。
And he said very boldly, but he was wrong.
你们试试看。
Why don't you try?
我给你们2000匹马。
I will give you 2,000 horses.
看看你们有没有足够的人能骑上这2000匹马。
See if you can find enough riders to ride those horses.
弟兄姊妹们，当时围困耶路撒冷的军
Brothers and sisters, what is the amount of the Syrian army that surrounded Jerusalem?
如果我没记错的话, 后边你, 我们看到, 你看到, 当天晚上, 神的使者在那边, 就把他们18万几千人,
If I remember correctly, later on, even that night, the angel of the Lord came to strike the Syrian army and killed
185,000
of them. Now, on this side of the Jerusalem, they cannot find 2,000 riders for the horses.
但事情来说,
now, according to that great contrast, where, how can you withstand the great army of the Syrians? But we thank God.
就因做20章这一件事情, 就服下了一个历史的, 很重要的关键。
It was because of what happened here in chapter 20 that has planted a very important seed, very crucial in history.
12年后的西西家, 他转过来。
12 years later for Hezekiah, he returned.
他仰望神,
he looked to God.
他依靠神,
he trusted in God.
那结果,
as a result,
亚述的军就一败涂地,
the Syrian army was destroyed.
连他们领军的那个拉伯沙基啊, 那个将军啊, 圣经没有说他, 但是好像历史上的记载也是在那一次战死了。
It was even the Assyrian general, even though it's not recorded in history, but even at that time, perhaps he died in battle, the general Rabka.
当时发动进攻犹大的那一个亚述王呢，也回国不久，就让给他儿子杀掉。
It was even the king of Assyrian, the one in charge and besieged Jerusalem. Shortly after this, he went back to his country and he was killed by his sons.
亚述就在那个时候慢慢的衰弱下去，给巴比伦兴起来代替了他。
It was after this that the Syrian Empire gradually grew weak and the Babylonian Empire took its place.
那这是20章里边所发生的事情跟历史上接上去有关的事情。
This is what happened in chapter 20 that is connected with what happens in history later on.
我们看到这样的一个关系的时候，我们看到神在那里常常是及时在那里要调转。
When we see such events, we always realize that God is always trying to turn the footsteps of His people in time. It is not only at a special time that God does His work.
那么，神不是只是说遇到那个特殊的事情的时候就做这样的。
It is not only in times of a special need and event that God does these things of, to encourage them.
其实神一直在属他的人的身上时刻都有这样的安排。
But in fact, God constantly makes such arrangements upon His people.
在大事上、小事上都要调转神儿女、神的子民的脚步。
In great things, small things, God is constantly trying to turn the footsteps of His people toward Him.
Now, 好了,现在20章里头, 如果我们从历史里边去看进去的话,
and now, if we're to read into it in chapter 20 of what happens in history,
那我们不单是看见犹大, 以后在36章里头胜过了亚述。
Not only do we see then in chapter 36 of Isaiah how Judah overcame Assyria.
你看深一点，你看到亚述也就从那一刻就开始衰落了。
But if we look deeper, we realize it is at that time that the Syrian Empire started to get weak.
但是亚述的衰落,
but the downfall of Assyria
就显出另外的一个强权,
manifested another strong power.
那个就是巴比伦,
and that is Babylon.
这个巴比伦兴起, 它比亚述对付犹大人那个光景还要凶还要厉害。
Now the rise of Babylon and how they dealt with Judah actually was even more strong and more fierce.
当然是这个也是因为神的百姓
Of course, this is because the people of God did not continue to stand with God.
所以神也就兴起巴比伦来，来对付犹大。
Therefore, God rose up Babylon to deal against Judah.
但是神要对付，神兴起巴比伦来对付犹大。
Yet, even as God rose Babylon to deal with Judah,
只是暂时的给犹大一个管教。
It was only for Judah to be temporarily disciplined.
却不是永远让犹大给潜踏在巴比伦的脚下。
It was not for Judah to be eternally trod under by the foot of the Babylonians.
当然我们从历史上面 也看到一些事情。
Of course, even from history, we can see this.
当巴比伦兴起过来的时候
after the rise of Babylon,
巴比伦也是既次高大了。
It was also that after they rose, they became very prideful.
因为他兴起以后他也可以说是所向无敌啊。
Now after they rose into power, they were all mighty and always conquering.
我们读但以理书的时候，我们读知道啊，巴比伦是当时神给尼布甲尼撒王看到的那个异象里头的那个金头。
We can see even God spoke to Nebuchadnezzar during the time of Daniel that he was the golden head of the great vision which he saw.
是说巴比伦是的确是很强大。
To speak of the fact, in fact, indeed, Babylon is extremely powerful.
但是他强大起来的时候，他们就高傲了。
But even as they grew powerful, they became prideful and haughty.
在但以理书里头，我们看到巴尼布甲尼撒撒王，因为在那里夸口自己的成就，那结果就疯了。
Therefore, we can see even at the time when Nebuchadnezzar was boasting in his own pride and majesty, it was at that time that he became mad and crazy.
神借着但以理解他的梦的时候，就告诉他这个事情。
Even as God used Daniel to interpret the dream to Nebuchadnezzar, he was told about that.
等到他真的从心里头明白了。神在人的国中掌权。
It was only when Nebuchadnezzar was able to realize in his heart that in fact God is the one who is sovereign over the world.
他苏醒过来了。
That he awakened.
他自卑了。
And he humbled himself.
神又恢复他的那一个正常。
And God restored to him to be normal.
但是并不等于说巴比伦从那时候开始他们就前前卑卑的接受神的引导。
But it does not mean at that time now Babylon will be very humble to receive the guidance of God.
所以你看到等到伯沙沙王做王的时候，就是巴比伦最末后的一个王。
Therefore, we can see then after that, even the last king of Babylon, when Belshazzar was reigning,
也就是犹大被掳快接近尾声的那个时候。
That was near the very end of the captivity of Judah.
这个伯沙沙王那个更是疯狂。
And now this king Belshazzar was even more mad.
他大宴群臣的时候，竟然把从圣殿掳去的那一些器皿拿来盛酒饮酒。
Now when he had a great feast for all the people, the nobles, he would dare even bring out all the vessels of God that is taken in captivity to drink out of them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记得神就用这个指头在墙上写字说，神数算你的到现在为止。
Now therefore, we can even recall God used the finger to write on the wall that the handwriting was to mean that his days were numbered.
那当然结果就在那个晚上巴比伦就给马代波斯来灭掉了。
Indeed, it was on the same night that Medo-Persia have destroyed the Babylonian Empire.
但是我们从那些巴比伦王他们的所作所为的里头，你看到他们是何等的高傲。
But we can see from those recordings and all the Babylonian kings, what they did was how prideful they were.
何 又是何等的来对待那些被掳的人呢？
And we can see how they treated those who were in captivity.
弟兄姊妹记得诗篇上面的那一篇。
Brothers and sisters, you recall these words in Psalms.
张弟兄很喜欢用呢，也说那一篇诗了。
And Brother Cheng really likes to use those words.
哎呀，那些被掳到巴比伦的犹大人坐在巴比伦的河边就哭了。
And that those who were in captivity on the riverbanks of Babylon, they wept.
他们把琴挂在柳树上。
That they hung their harps on the willow.
他们不要弹琴了。
That they did not want to play the harp. Why?
巴比伦人在那里讥笑他们，欺负他们。
Because the Babylonians were there mocking them and scorning them.
他说给我们唱一首诗安的歌来，给我们娱乐娱乐一下呀。
Why don't you sing for us a song of Zion to entertain us?
他说我怎么可以在这些人的面前唱歌？
And they say, how can I sing a song before these people?
我宁愿我的舌头贴住上膛，我成了哑巴。
That I would rather have my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth and become dumb.
我情愿我的右手忘了技巧，不会弹琴。
That I would forget the skills of my right hand, that I do not know how to play the harp.
我不能做这些事情。
I cannot do this before them.
那弟兄姊妹们，你从那个诗篇上所反映的，你不单是看见犹大被掳的民是怎样的受羞辱。
Therefore, from that description in Psalms, we realize that not only were they in captivity and how they were shamed.
你从另一面来看的时候，你看到那个征服人的巴比伦，他们是如何的那个毫无保留的来践踏他所征服的人。
We can also realize from that picture that how the Babylonians will trample upon those whom they have conquered.
那弟兄姊妹记得了。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
当以赛亚当时说话的时候。
At that time when Isaiah spoke.
巴比伦还没有兴起。
Babylon was no power.
我一再的提醒弟兄姊妹这一点。
I've mentioned this repeatedly to brothers and sisters.
因为在以赛亚说话的时候，
Because at this time when Isaiah spoke,
那是亚述极盛的时候，
It was at the height of power for the Assyrians.
巴比伦还是一个小部落，是给亚述所管制的。
And Babylon was only very small and also actually under the control of the Assyrians.
但弟兄姊妹你注意一下，
But brothers and sisters, take note here.
20章就从那里浮上一笔，说到西西家王的那一次对应付亚述人。
It was in chapter 20 that plants the seed for us how later on King Hezekiah dealt with the Assyrian army.
那一次亚述是开始走下坡了。
It was from that point on Assyrians went downhill.
巴比伦跟着就兴起了。
But immediately the Babylonians rose.
那巴比伦兴起来带给犹大的难处是更多更大。
Now the difficulty and hardship which the Babylonians gave to Judah was even greater. But brothers and sisters, we can see.
当时神借着以赛亚来说话的时候。
At that time when God spoke through Isaiah.
说完了亚述就说巴比伦。
After he was done with Assyria, he said Babylon.Now we see chapter 21.
你看这二十一章，如果你从那个小标题里面去看的话，你说这个说什么呀？
If we just look at the title of this chapter, we say, what is this speaking of?
这论海旁旷野的末世。
It says the burden of the desert of the sea.
海旁的旷野是哪里呀？
Where is this place, the desert of the sea?
海旁的旷野。
Now where is this, the desert of the sea?
那对这样对我们来说，我们就摸不着头脑了。
When we just read this term, we don't understand where this is.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当你读下去的时候。
When we read on.
你就从字里行间看到了。
We can see them between the lines.
海旁的旷野就是指着巴比伦。
The desert of the sea is speaking of Babylon.
指着巴比伦是什么呢？
What is it speaking about Babylon?
巴比伦也是要给打垮的。
It also speaks of the fact that Babylon will also fall.
弟兄姊妹得留意第九节。
Pay attention to verse 9.
看啊，有一队军兵骑着马，一队一队的来。他就说巴比伦倾倒了，他一切雕刻的神像都打碎于地。
And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen, and he answered and said, Babylon is fallen. On all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground.
然后弟兄姊妹，你看到了，哦，原来海旁的旷野就是指着巴比伦。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we realize when it says of the desert of the sea, it is speaking of Babylon.
那指着巴比伦的什么来说呢？
Now, what is it specifically speaking about Babylon?
指着巴比伦的衰败来说。
It speaks of the fall of Babylon.
因为这里提到巴比伦，不是提到他的那个长盛啊。掳去犹大或是怎么怎么的那个丰功伟业。
Here it does not speak of the majesty or the power and strength of Babylon, how they have conquered and also taken Judah captive.
论海旁的末世原来就是在那里宣告巴比伦的灭亡。
But the burden of the desert of the sea is to speak of the fall in Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你要记得了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, remember.
我一再强调那一个，我们现在读是读历史。
I say again, when we're reading it now, it is history.
但是以赛亚当时说话的时候是说预言。
But when the time Isaiah spoke, this is prophetic.
我们不能把这个界限弄迷糊。
We cannot mix up and be confused about this boundary.
如果弄迷糊这个界限，我们就觉得这没有什么的，大不了嘛，事情就是这样发生。
If we're confused about this timeline, then we're saying this is just what happened in history.
但弟兄姊妹，当你看到了。这个话是在一百年前说的。
But brothers and sisters, if we realize Isaiah spoke these words 100 years, before it happened, that's only a rough estimate.
那一百年后就成为一个应验的历史。
And this became what took place 100 years later.
那你就看到这个事情不简单了。
Then we realize this is not simple at all.
那这个事情应验到一个什么的地步呢？
Then how is this fulfilled to what degree?
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
是清楚地指出巴比伦的毁灭是毁灭在谁的手里？
It clearly tells us exactly how Babylon was destroyed and who destroyed them.
弟兄姊妹，你注意第一。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
第二节的末了。
To the end of verse 2.
那里怎么说呢？以兰啊，你要上去。
Go up, O Elam.
马大呀，你要围困。
Besiege, O Media.
主说，我使一切叹息停止住。
The Lord said, all the sighing thereof have I made to cease.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
头两句是指着巴比伦。给灭亡在谁的手里？
The first two we read tells us who will destroy Babylon.
以兰就是波斯。
Elam is Persia.
马代就是马代。
Media is Medo, Media.
灭掉巴比伦的就是马代、波斯这两个民族合成的那一个国。
And it was the nation that was combined of Medo-Persia that destroyed the Babylonians.
也就是但以理的那个尼布甲尼撒的梦里边的那个银胸。
And that is also what is in the dream of Daniel of Nebuchadnezzar of the silver arms and the silver breast.
那底下的那一句呢？
And then it says,
那是对神的百姓说话。
God is speaking to his people.
你们的叹息可以停止了。
All the sighings thereof have I made to cease.
我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
他们的叹息可以停止
了。Yes, their sighing can cease.
因为巴比伦给灭亡也就是快接近犹大被掳70年了。
Because the destruction of the Babylonians is very close to the 70 years of destruction of Jerusalem.
接下去弟兄姊妹你就看到犹太人回国了。
Therefore, following that, we can see the Jewish people return to the land.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
跟我们看到神在那么早就借着以赛亚先知说出以后的事情。
We can see so long ago God have proclaimed these matters through the prophet Isaiah.
你要看整段的话，你就看到只是说到当时的马代波斯的军队是如何的那个气壮河山的来把巴比伦打下来。
If we read into it, then we can see then how the Medo-Persian army have came so mightily with great force to conquered the Babylonians.
但是你不能忘记。
But you must remember.
这种光景是一百多年前神就借着以赛亚说出来。
God spoke this condition over 100 years ago before it happened through Isaiah.
时间到了，
When time has come,
就成了事实了。
This came to become fact.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那然后弟兄姊妹你又注意了。
And then brothers and sisters, take note.
然后呢，底下又说到另外几个地方的一些光景。
Later on, it tells us the condition of other places.
有说到亚拉伯的。
It speaks of Arabia.
有说到这个杜马的。
It speaks of Duma.
杜马就是以东那一边的。
And this Duma is speaking of Edom.
那这个也都是跟以色列跟犹大是很邻近的国家。
Of course, this is also a nation that's very close to Judah.
特别说到了亚拉伯。
Especially Arabia.
说到他们当时也不是一个很孱弱的国家。
It also speaks of the fact they are not a very weak nation.
但是神在那里说。
But God says there.
不管他现在是怎么样。
Regardless of how they are at this time.
他们都要给消灭。
And they will all be destroyed.
那神就说到这几个地区亚拉伯跟那个以东。
And when God speaks of Edom and Arabia.
为什么说呢？
Why did God speak about them?
那这些都是很近，很在说话以后很近的日子发生了。
These events took place shortly after Isaiah spoke these prophetic words.
明显就是让神的百姓看到神的话是算数的。
Very evidently, it is for the people of God to see that in fact God's words are trustworthy.
是真实的。
They are true.
是准确的。
They are accurate.
神没有白说的话的。
God will not speak empty words.
神的话怎么说出来就怎么成就的。
And God's words will be fulfilled.
神又让他的百姓看到神的话是如何的显出在他们眼见的历史里头。
God shows his people how his words will be fulfilled before their eyes.
让他们的心思意念脚步都会转过来肯定以神做他们的神。
So the people and their heart, their mind, their footsteps will turn and be confirmed to follow the Lord to be their God.
因为说到以东的情形或者说到亚拉伯的情形。
Because when it speaks about Dumar here, Edom or Arabia,
在说话的时候你没有办法看到怎么可能会发生这样的结局？
At that time when these words are spoken, it's hard for them to imagine how can this happen.
因为在他们的外面来说，他们虽然不是顶强的那个，但是他们并不是弱者。
Because to the people of Israel at that time, they were not strong, Edom or Arabia, but yet they are not weaklings.
但是神说事情就要这样发生。
Yet God says this is what will happen.
肯定神在那里是。表达这个事。
God surely announces this.
因为这是耶和华以色列的神说的。
Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel.
是神说的。
God spoke these words.
事情就按照神所说的来成就了。
And this is what came about according to the word of God.
那从16章一直到21章。
Now from chapter 16, to be very strict, starting from chapter 15,
一直到20章,
until chapter 20,
神用着先知以赛亚说他周围列国的事情。
God uses the prophet Isaiah to speak on the surrounding nations and what will befall them.
就是为了这个目的。
It is for this purpose.
要让以色列人看见神的手。
So the Israelites who see the hand of God,
也认定神的信实
and also be affirmed of the faithfulness of God.
来让他们去决定究竟他们的拣选是神还是不要神。
So they will decide for themselves whether they want to choose God or they do want to forsake God.
那么说完了 这一大堆列国 与以色列有关的列国的事情。
Now after God finished with these nations that surround Israel and have anything to do with them.
那么转到22章。
God turns to chapter
22. 那转到22章的时候。
When we reach chapter 22.
那弟兄姊妹们你就要留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
22章就说到,
Chapter 22 says,
犹大的那个结局也是很悲惨。
This is also the end of Judah, which is also very grievous, very sad.
因为在那里说的异象谷的末世, 你往下去看到,那个异象谷就是说的耶路撒冷。
Here, when it starts with the burden of the Valley of Visions, when we read on, we realize the Valley of Visions is speaking of Jerusalem.
里面所说到的事情, 就是神的百姓。
And the matters that contained within this chapter is speaking about the people of God.
第四节你看到, 我的众民,
when it says, verse 4, it says there that my people,
那就是犹大了,
and that is Judah,
第八节,
verse 8,
他去掉犹大的遮盖,
and he discovered the covering of Judah,
就让犹大不再受保护了,
so that means the protection of Judah was removed.
你看异象谷里面的内容就是, 一个是我的百姓,一个是犹大,
therefore, you can see here the vision of the valley is one is the people and the other is Jerusalem.
还有一个, 第十节,
and then verse 10.
明明地点出耶路撒冷,
it speaks directly Jerusalem.
如果把耶路撒冷点出来,
if you point out Jerusalem,
弟兄姊妹们,
let us not only remain on the name of Jerusalem.
你要从这个名称去, 留意到这个是称为神的名下的城,
but we must realize the name Jerusalem is a city that is under the name of God.
那如果弟兄说你看到这几重的关系,
if you can see all this relationship, brothers and sisters, my people,
犹大,
Judah,
耶路撒冷,
Jerusalem,
那这都是说到说出这一个异象谷里面的
this speaks of all the valley of the vision and their relationship with God.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 当你看到异象谷的那个末世的时候, 你没有看到跟神有那么密切关系的这一批人, 他们也落在
but brothers and sisters, when we see the burden of the valley of vision, we can see these people who have a relationship with God, yet they've come to such a grievous and sad end.
为什么?
Why?
我们留意14节,
we pay attention to verse 14.
万军之耶和华亲自默示我说, 这罪孽直到你们死断不得赦免, 这是主万军耶和华说的。
And was revealed in my ear by the Lord of hosts. Surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till you die, said of the Lord God of hosts.
从几方面看到和神那个关系更那么密的人, 他们是落到一种光景, 就是在神的面前说他们的罪孽, 直到他们死也得不着赦免。
Even from those three aspects we mentioned of their close relationship with God, yet the people that God said that these iniquities shall not be purged from them until they die.
当然我们读过列王记了,
of course we read through Kings.
我们也读过历代记了,
we have read through the Chronicles.
我们看到犹大最末后那几个王,
we can see the last few kings of Judah.
都几乎都是约西亚的那些儿子,
and they are pretty much the sons of Hezekiah.
一个比一个更糟糕的在神的面前,
the sons of Josiah. More and more his children brought on the wrath of God.
当然你要往上推的时候, 你是推到马拿西,
of course we want to go backwards and go further, it is to Manasseh.
神一再地提到马, 犹大的被掳的主要的原因是因着马拿西,
God have repeatedly mentioned it was because of Manasseh that the people would be in captivity.
今天早上我读经读到那个西西家,
this morning when I was reading the Bible, I read to Hezekiah.
读到他就是那次胜过亚述的军队以后,
it was the event after he overcame the Syrian army, and what happened?
神借着以赛亚宣告说, 你做了愚昧的事, 为什么你把, 你, 国家里面所有的东西都显露给巴比伦的使臣。
And because Isaiah, God through Isaiah admonished Hezekiah and said that he had done a foolish thing. Why would you expose and show all the riches of the kingdom to the Babylonians?
所以你的子孙就要被掳到巴比伦的那边去给他们的人当太监。
Now therefore, because of that, your children will be in exile to the land of the Babylonians to be eunuchs.
本来我对西西家王的那个印象是算是蛮不错的，除了他幕后的这一点。
Actually, my impression of King Hezekiah has always been good, except this last point here.
我今天早晨读到这段话的时候，我里面就说，哦，西西家那个属灵的责任，恐怕比我过去对他的认识还要。
This morning when I read to that portion of King Hezekiah, I realized perhaps his spiritual responsibility was much more weightier than I have previously put upon him. That is because at that time, because of Hezekiah's pride, how he exalted himself above God, that brought upon the downfall of Judah.
所以我不能不说，如果西西家顺服神的那个定义，神说你要死了，那就死掉算了。
Therefore, I must say that if Hezekiah submitted under the authority of God, that when his days were up, that he would rather die.
结果他舍不得死，就痛哭，在神面前多拿了十五年。
But the result was he was not willing to die at that time, but he bitterly wept before God and asked, and God granted him another 15 years.
就给犹大种上恶果了。
It was because of those 15 years it had planted a bad root for Judah.
一个他向巴比伦使臣所做的。
It was one because of what it was what he did because he showed officials of Babylon his kingdom.
另一个他在这十五年里他生下马拿西。
It was also within these last 15 years he begot Manasseh.
这两个事情就把犹大以后的那些走下坡的那个原因种了下来。
By doing those two things, he planted the very causes for the downfall of Judah to come.
那我们看到被掳前的那几个王的那个事情，你就知道神很早就借着西西家说，他们那个罪孽到死都不能得赦免。
Now, therefore, you can realize when God says here that their iniquity will not be purged until they die was already told by Hezekiah and the last few kings of Judah.
那么这个事情太严重了。
Now, this is indeed very severe.
你说真的是会这样吗？
You question, is this possible?
弟兄姊妹们，我们觉得真是有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is very interesting.
神宣告了犹大的给带到那样悲惨的结果以后，
After God proclaimed to this very tragic end for Judah,
他好像就给以色列给犹大做了一件，你说事情是不是大事，是很小的事，但是在那个小事上面让犹大人看见神的话你不能轻看。
Even though it may be a small thing, after God proclaimed this, what God did to Israel was a small thing that it showed them that you cannot belittle the word of God.
什么事呢？
What was that?
那是关乎西西家王的那些大臣里头的那些人事的记录。
Now that then has to do with all the officials and the recordings of the officials of Hezekiah.
而我们看下去的时候，我们觉得没有什么大不了嘛。
Now when we read on, then it seems like what is so great about this recording?
他做王。
Hezekiah is king.
他不喜欢这个人做这个工作，就把他调走嘛。
If Hezekiah doesn't like his personnel, his official to rule here, he can take him away. Remove him and put someone else there. And in the midst of man, that is very common. But brothers and sisters, here Isaiah records this turnover very solemnly. Therefore, then, this is not a very simple matter.
什么事呢?
What matter is this?
圣经的小题上边呢,说得太严重了。
In the heading of the Bible, it's a very serious heading.
小题那里就是说预言那个设伯拿给罢免了。And
here it records about Shibna.
但是你真的是从历史上面去看,并不是给罢免。
But when we read it from history, the result of Shibna was not as severe as the heading gives it. He was still in his rule there. He was not taken away. But his rule, of course, was not as high as it used to be here.
用近代的话来说，他从内务大臣。
If we use the terms that perhaps we can understand, perhaps he was the one in charge of everything about the king's business, but now he has been demoted to be a mere recorder of the family, of the royal family, a secretary of the royal family. Now, brothers and sisters, merely that is just a personnel change here.
因为你看到,这以赛亚说话的时候,
because here, when Isaiah spoke, Shibna was the treasurer.
那个以利亚敬啊,不晓得做什么。
I don't know what here it says Eliakim, what his position was.
啊,但是是, 以赛亚在这里说出以利亚敬要来代替他做家宰。
But here, Isaiah speaks of the fact that Eliakim will take Shibna's place to be the treasurer.
当然这个调动是把设伯拿的那一个权力是减掉了很多。
Of course, this change in personnel removed much of the power of Shibna, who is over the house.
但是你从 以后我们读到36章的时候,看到就是耶路撒冷被围困的时候, 设伯拿,他仍然当那个秘书,当那个书记。
But later on, when we read Isaiah chapter 36, we realize that Shibna still had a position with the king, and that is to be the secretary.
以利亚敬是做了扎宰了。
And it was Eliakim who was over the house.
那,这有什么特别呢?
Now, what is so special about this recording here?
那弟兄姊妹,结合36章以后,就那一次打退了那个亚述的那件事情很有关系。
Now, brothers and sisters, this has a great deal connected with chapter 36, that is the event when the Syrian army was defeated.
我们不知道设伯拿为什么会 这样的给降职,
now we don't know exactly why Shibna was demoted in this way.
不过在的历史,犹大的历史上就说,设伯拿这个人,他的生活不是很严肃。
But in the history of Judah, it records for us that Shibna lived very loosely and was not very diligent in his daily life.
但是是不是因着这个缘故呢,这个我们不知道,我们也不去猜。
We don't know if that is exactly the reason for his demotion, and we do not need to guess about it.
我们只留意在神在那个时候做了这样的一件事。
But we realize it was at that time God did this.
好了,弟兄姊妹注意了。
Now brothers and sisters, take note.
以利亚敬做了那个扎宰。Eliakim
became over the house.
弟兄姊妹你注意,等到以后我们读到那个
Now, you remember this, and later on when we read about how Jerusalem was besieged, we can realize then the function that Eliakim had at that time.
亚述的，可以说从外交上面、交涉上面来应付亚述的是以利亚敬。
We can realize at that time he was like a diplomat, the one who actually was the one facing toward the Syrian Empire, army and the general, and the one who had to deal face to face with them.
那这个调动有什么？是不是就是为了要让就设问呢？还是应付不了这样大事？神预先就把以利亚敬弄出来，来应付这个亚述呢？
Now would it be that perhaps God knew that Shebna would not be able to handle such a atmosphere, and so demoted him and promoted Eliakim so he can face these situations later?
我们如果不看撒文，我们就觉得哦，大概事情就是这样。
If we do not read on, perhaps then we'll think, oh, that's probably why.
但是你往我们往撒文看下去的时候，你发觉。不是这么回事。
But if we read on, we will discover that is not the reason.
不错，以利亚敬在以后发挥了作用，维护了犹大。
Yes, Eliakim was effective in his function and he protected Judah.
但是问题来了。
But the issue is this.
从前依靠人。
Before they trusted in man.
是依靠外邦的力量。
Before they trusted on man, which was the power outside the other nations.
他们现在经历了神,
but now they have experienced God.
那么按理来说，他们应当很准确地在那里学习依靠神。
According to logic and reason, now they experience God, they ought to trust more in God then.
但事实上，人的那一个堕落了以后的那个天然。
But the fact is, the fallen nature of man,
什么都很容易把人来粘住。
Everything very easily attaches to man.
但是就是没有办法把自己粘在神那里。
But it's just no way for man to attach ourselves to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你往下去看的时候，你就看到个什么事情来。
So brothers and sisters, when we read on, we'll discover the reason.
当以利亚敬在以后那一个围攻耶路撒冷的事情解决了以后。
That is after Eliakim have taken care of the situation of the besiege of Jerusalem.
众人都把他们的那个希望依靠都放到他的身上。
Then all of the hope and the trust that man put was upon Eliakim.
人在那里会说啊。
And others there would say,
神也叫我们去依靠他呢。
God will tell us to go and trust in Eliakim.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神没有叫他们去依靠以利亚敬。
God did not tell the people to trust in Eliakim.
神老早就警告他们不要再做这样的愚昧的事。
God have already warned them, do not do such foolish things.
你怎么知道？
How do we know?
用着你留意。
Brothers and sisters, if we read here, we'll see.
他说了。
God says,
我念一下，弟兄姊妹们，你可以注意到了。
I will read it and you can pay attention.
到那日，我必召我仆人希勒家的儿子以利亚进来。二十节。
Verse 20.
将你的外袍给他穿上，将你的腰带给他系紧，将你的政权交在他手中，他必做耶路撒冷居民和犹大家的父。我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他的肩头上，他开无人能关，他关无人能开。我必将他安稳，像钉子钉在坚固去，他必作为他父家荣耀的宝座。
That's reading from verse 20 to 23.
弟兄姊妹，你说这段话好还是不好？
Brothers and sisters, you say these few verses, is it good or bad?
说书是什么一回事？
What does these verses tell us about Eliakim?
如果我们不留意去看，我们就觉得哦，神建立以利亚敬来成为犹大的那一个恩典了。
Now, if we are not careful in our reading, then we will say God has established Eliakim to be the grace for Judah.
那弟兄姊妹们
，My brothers and sisters，
当你细细去读着进去的时候
，If we read into it very carefully，
你就发觉问题不是像我们想象。
Then we'll discover the problems are not as simple as it seems.
当然有些弟兄也许会抓住二十二节。
Of course, some brethren may choose to hold on to verse 22.
把它连到我们的主的那一个功用上面。
And even would connect this verse 22 to a function of our Lord.
但弟兄姊妹，你往下读，你就他看到不能这样。
But brothers and sisters, we can see as we read on, we cannot connect it to our Lord in this way. Because here, when the Lord is speaking, he is speaking of what the situation Judah is facing at that time.
神是用着以利亚敬在那里给犹大解决难处，也给犹大带来。
God has used Eliakim to be a blessing for Judah and also for Eliakim to take care of the difficulty for Judah. But brothers and sisters, pay attention. Verse 23. And I will fasten him as a nail, as a peg in a sure place. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. You say it is God who have made him secure, so he is secure.
看清楚。
But take note.
神说我要将他安稳像钉子钉在坚固处，不是他成为坚固处，是神把他钉在坚固处。
But God says, I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. He is as a nail in a sure place. He is the nail and not the sure place.
像钉子钉在坚固处。
Now he is as a nail in a sure place.
那这个神做的没有错。
This is right. God did this.
所以以利亚敬的确是在那一段时间把神的祝福带到神的百姓的当中。
Indeed, Eliakim did bring blessing to the people of God at that time.
弟兄姊妹，你千万要不要忽略这一个点。
But brothers and sisters, do not neglect this point.
不管他怎样怎样的坚固，他只不过是一枚钉子。
Regardless of how fast and how secure he is but a nail.
他的功用就是那一枚钉子。
His function is that nail.
他不是全能的。
He is not all powerful.
他不是坚固的。
He is not secure himself.
他是依靠坚固的地方来叫他这个钉子发生一点的功用。
But this nail is dependent upon this sure place, so the nail can do its function.
那但是人怎么看他呢？
But how does man look at him?
因为他这样的表达。
Because this is his manifestation.
把他父家带来很多好多荣耀。
That he has bring much glory to his father's house.
引出什么呢？
What does this bring about?
人就把什么事情都堆到他身上。
Therefore, man will bring everything upon him.
大大小小的都挂在他那里。
Whether great or small, will hang all it on him.
你留意。
Pay attention.
他附加所有的荣耀，他儿女带子孙都挂在他身上，好像一切小器皿，从杯子到酒瓶。
And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups even to all the vessels of flagons. Therefore, great or small is all hanging on Eliakim. As long as he's there, everything is fine. As long as Eliakim is there, we are safe. Is that true?
弟兄姊妹，你往下一读，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, if we read on, immediately we'll know. In that day,
万军之耶和华说,
said of the Lord of hosts,
当那日,
in that day,
什么日子?
What day?
这里不是说到末后的日子,
and this term in that day is not the last day,
这里是说到犹大被掳的日子,
but it is speaking on the day where Judah is in captivity. Pay attention.
钉在坚固处的钉子比压舌被砍断落。
Shall the nail that is fastened in a sure place be removed and be cut down?
挂在旗上的重担必被剪断。
And fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看事实。
We look at the facts, brothers and sisters.
当被掳的时候，以利亚敬已经不在了。
At when they were in captivity long after, long ago, Eliakim was already dead.
但是就是说到被掳的时候, Eliakim 不在了。
It says, even in the day of captivity, Eliakim was no longer there.
那这一枚钉子, 那也应该是不在了。
Then of course, then naturally, the nail on the sure place is no longer there.
但是神还是说这话。
But God is still saying these
什么意思?
Words. What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不能不回到上面去留意。
We must take note from the text before.
当一个人在那里显明神的作为的时候,
when a person is there manifesting the work of God,
人就以为他是万能的。
A man thinks that person is almighty.
人就以为他是可, 可依靠的。
A man deems that person to be trustworthy. Therefore, man will place all their hope and trust into that man.
结果呢?
As a result,
弟兄姊妹,如果以利亚金还活在那个时候,
even if Eliakim was living during the time of captivity, of course at that time he's already gone.
他的那个, 原则还是在那里发表,
yet the principle of relying on man is still there. Now if Eliakim was still living in captivity, you can see what Eliakim would be. He will be burdened too much.
也负担太重而断, 而把钉子也弄断了。
Now the burden on the nail is too heavy that it will even bend and break the nail.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是很严肃的事情。
This is very severe.
我们看20章,
we look at chapter 20.
谁让人把眼睛转回过来看神?
God shifts the sight of man from man to God.
现在22章,
now chapter 22.
神提醒人,
God reminds men,
神永远是他们所注视的,
God is forever to be one who they should focus on.
神所用的人绝对不能去代替神的旨意。
The man whom God uses absolutely cannot replace God.
因为你用神所用的人去代替神的旨意, 从表面上看来还是属灵的。
Because if you say, I'm using the vessel of God to take the place of God, spiritually speaking, that still seems spiritual. But if we look deeper, that is still replacing others for God. Brothers and sisters, that is very solemn.
那所以弟兄姊妹,等我们细细地留意这几章,
therefore, when we pay careful attention to these few chapters,
如果你光是看那些预言的应验, 完全从历史的观点去看, 这些记录的话,
now, if we only merely look at the surface and say this is how the prophecies were fulfilled, then it is very boring and dry.
很,
it is also very common. Because in fact, this is how history took place. But we thank God. When we see the purpose of God's words here, when we see the heart of God in speaking these words,
对这个方面来说,或是从另外一个方面来说,
regardless when we see God speaking from this angle or that angle,
总是要把他的子民带回他自己的面光的底下,
it is all in order to bring his people back under the light of his countenance.
因为只有这样才是准确的行走在主的面前。
Because only in that way can the people walk very rightly, correctly under God's light.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这里所说的都是 从前犹大所经过的,
all that is spoken here is what Judah have gone by in the past.
我重复那句话,
I say those words again.
我们现在来看,
when we read it today, it seems like we're reading about history.
记得以赛亚说话的时候,
but remember at the time when Isaiah spoke these words, they are prophecy.
那我们现在来读的时候,
therefore, when we read today, we're not looking at history.
预言成为事实,
we see that the prophecies have been fulfilled.
从其中去领会神说话的目的,
and from the midst of that, we come to understand the purpose of God's words.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主从前是怎样的, 在他的百姓中间, 用尽了各种各样的方法, 要调转他们的脚步。
How in the past God have used his manifold ways to turn the footsteps of his people,
让神的旨意可以借着他名下的人来成就在地上,
so that his people under his name can accomplish his will on earth.
今天神还是照样的在他的儿女们身上做同样的工作,
Likewise, today God is doing the same work upon His children.
弟兄姊妹, 都看到, 靠近主回来前的那个日子,
Brothers and sisters, we can all see the days before the Lord's return.
不单是与神无关的人, 顶撞神到了一个空前的厉害的地步,
Not only those who have nothing to do with God have rebelled against God to the utmost, like never seen before.
就是称为神儿女的, 也不见得就是跟随主的人。
Even those who are so-called the children of God does not seemingly follow after the Lord.
那就是我们在这个时候来读的以赛亚当年所说的话。
Therefore, when we read the words of Isaiah as spoken in his day,
我们也都要体会神今天向我们说他从前说的话的。
We must also come to understand God's heart and purpose as He speaks His words today to us as what how He spoke to the people in Isaiah's day. So that we will not go on the same foolish path Judah gone on. I think we'll end our sharing here today.